Hello.
Hi, is this Sri?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben, I'm doing good.
Good. I got that application from you, and I was a little confused because it's the same stuff that lists your information.
Yes. No, I sent my wife's information.
It lists yours, it just lists her information just on the bottom. It doesn't have her address or social or any of that.
It doesn't ask for it. Oh, okay. You want a
No,
new application to be filled with?
it's not a problem. I can just do a soft pull, so it's not a huge issue. Let me just make sure I can spell her name correctly. Is it Naran Jini, Jini?
You're right.
All right, and her last name is Sundararajan.
Correct.
What's her social?
771
Okay.
74
Okay.
1745.
4 or 5. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, so give me a second. So I'm gonna actually load it up right now, but so let's kind of, do you have a pen handy to go with some ideas?
Sorry, what is it?
Do you have a pen handy to go over some ideas?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Let me just bring this up. So from what I understand, the most important thing here is the bridge saw, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great.
Bridge saw and the router. Bridge saw and router. I don't know where the router comes with the bridge saw.
Okay. Yeah, second. I got a few invoices from him, so I'm gonna go up. So dun dun dun.
Bridge saw and router.
Okay.
One second, I think my fabricator is here. I'll check with him, okay, what he needs. One second, I'll put you on hold, okay?
Sure.
Hey, Carlos. Yes, okay. Definitely router. Yeah, bridge saw and router.
All right, so I have two items here. One is the bridge saw that's 60 grand, and then one
Yes.
is the router, the V8 VEPM.
Yes, sir. That is the one.
Oh,
Yes, that's
okay.
router.
So Sri, what I want to do is kind of walk you through my thought process here, and then give you the opportunity to ask any questions. And like I said, my relationship with Vincenzo is I do their financing, but I'm not a salesperson for them, so I'm here to
Okay.
give you options and hopefully it works. If they don't work, we can always be friends and retalk in a few months. I'm not here to push anything. So when it
Okay.
comes to business loans, I think the one thing that I would kind of hammer on here is that the loans that you've been getting are, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but are you aware when you put a loan on top of another loan, it's generally considered a default of the first loan or no?
No.
Okay, so many people in our industry don't say this, and while I don't have your contracts, I can speak from experience. So you have two working capital loans, correct? So that's called it's called a stack or it's called a second position. And
Yeah, I
basically,
know
when
about
you,
stacking.
yeah, it's okay. And it's not here to beat you up, it's just to
See,
give you
business, see, running business. One second. Running business, we have to do what we have to do in running a business, okay? So, I don't know whether you're going to give me a complete lecture of what it's going to happen or you have to tell me what, I mean, I'm sorry to cut you out so soon, okay? Running a business is different. You are sitting on the other end, I'm sitting on this end, okay? So, you just need to tell me, cut to the point and tell me what exactly needs to be done.
Okay, I'm not trying to be rude or give you a lecture. I'm trying to be the exact
And yeah,
opposite.
please, yeah, please.
Okay,
Yeah, I
well,
mean, I, okay.
Sri, a hundred.
Yeah.
I'm not being rude here. People have called you and told you everything, and they sent your credit all over town. So, if you, okay, you don't have to push on me. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm trying to give you some information and not be a greasy salesperson.
Yeah, but the last thing I want is advice, please. Tell me what I have to do, and then I will see what.
Okay, yeah, I can walk you through that. It's not going to be a quick 10-second sales phone call. This takes time. So when you do stacking, basically, a lot of companies, they put stacks on credit, and it's viewed as a bad thing. That's the whole thing with your credit is, it hasn't been driven into the ground because you're not missing payments. I understand running a business is difficult, but these guys are running your credit all over town. So basically, what I was able to do here is this. You have a few basic options. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
So the first option is this. When it comes to the equipment, I've got an approval for you. Approval for you? It's for the bridge saw. Basically, the way that we're approaching is this. We have two options. The first option is is trying to get everything done at once. If you get everything done at once, the problem that will come in is that it's a lot of borrowing. It's a lot of borrowing at one time. So the smarter way to do this is to do this in a piecemeal transaction. That means fund the most important piece of equipment first, and once that's funded, then we can potentially explore other options. I cannot guarantee you. I cannot guarantee you that if you fund your bridge saw loan with me, that I'll be able to get you more loans for additional pieces of equipment. Okay.
Okay. So, once if I understand it right, so you're saying the bridge saw loan is the bridge saw is approved. Okay.
The bridge saw is approved.
And, okay.
The bridge saw is approved. It's approved. I'm going to give you the terms on this. And I'm not trying to be Sri. I understand people call you.
Sorry, Ruben, sorry. Apologies. The thing is, not you. I mean, like, I had a bad day today from morning till evening. See, this is the thing. We have been outsourcing our thing to, like, you know, different shops for fabrication.
You've been dealing.
Oh, my God. That's
you've been
nightmare.
Dealing with
nightmare.
The people that are calling you for working capital do not care about your business traditionally. You are just a sale, and that's it. I'm trying to talk to you
exactly.
like a real person. I run our stone division, and you're probably hopefully you'll work with me 10 times in a row, and it's not taking that same greasy sales approach.
Okay.
So here's kind of what needs to be done. Yeah, no, I'm not here to push you on equipment. So the first thing is this.
I'm sorry, today it's been like that, actually. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, everyone lies to you. I know how it is. So here's what I was able to do. So right now I have one approval for you for the bridge saw. The first thing is, it does require some money down, okay? So the money it requires down, the good thing is, you could go up to 4 years on the deal, and you can have a very, very manageable monthly payment. So I'm going to give you that payment real quick. Give me 1 second. So we would finance the full $59,985. You'd have 48 total payments. So you'd have one large first payment. And then you'd have 47 smaller payments. Let me give this all for you. So give me 1 second here.
No problem.
Yeah, I just actually talked to someone who got four of these loans, and he actually understood what I was saying. And now we've refinanced him, and you know he's really grateful, and we're grateful for the opportunity. But yeah, unfortunately, in our industry. All right, so give me 1 second so I can walk you through this. Give me a second.
No problem.
And this machine is ready to ship to you, correct?
Yeah, it's going to ship to me, and they're going to assemble it, correct.
Okay. How long does that take to assemble?
To assemble, I think he said he can deliver it in the next day or two. So, like, you know, I think it should be, like, you know, 1 or 2 weeks he should be able to do it.
Okay, fair enough. So there's two options on this approval. So let's bring it up. If you wanted to do a 3-year transaction, your first payment is going to be, it's 15% of the equipment cost. So it's $8,697.75 is your first monthly payment. You have a small one-time documentation fee. And then your remaining payments over 35 months is $1,880 a month.
That's good. So the $8,649 will be the first payment, right? After the
Give me 1 second. The other option, which I think is a more attractive option, is you can do 47 payments. So one payment and then 47, and that is $1,473.89. So we're going to call it $1,474. So the question is, how does it work? I'm going to kind of walk you through that. So let's say we fund your transaction today. Let's say it's today. You have a billing option of the 1st or the 15th. So if we do it today, you would choose the 15th of this billing cycle. That means that November 15th to December 15th would already be prepaid, and then your first month payment would generally start December 15th. That's it.
Okay, but what would be the first month payment with the second option?
The first month payment you've already paid, so that 8697 would represent your first 30 days. So just to give you an example, we could actually get this done for you Monday potentially, but let's say we had you sign documents today, we would fund the vendor on Monday, and that means mm-hmm. that if you select the 15th as the billing cycle, that because mm-hmm. you're paying a month up front, the 15th of, mm-hmm. of November to the 15th of December would be prepaid, and your second mm-hmm. month, number two out of 48, would be due December 15th. Okay, so that first payment would cover your first 30 days.
The first payment of $8,000?
Yeah, it's 8697, correct.
It's even 15%. With the 48 months, I have to pay this?
I'm sorry?
Even with the 48 months, I have to pay this 8649?
So on this approval, it's got 15% down as the first payment.
Okay.
The reason behind that is this. The credit score is a little lower, and the credit department wants you to have some skin in the game. However, I think if you work, and not to be rude, but if you work with me step by step, we have an hour when you're, it's not 5 o'clock on a Friday. We can work through the credit. I can advise you on how to do this and set you up for refinancing at good working capital. I want to give you some good feedback on working capital and kind of what I can do for you, and hopefully now is an okay time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. So here's what's going on with the working capital. When you're doing all these stacking, you're going to basically, a lot of good programs aren't going to be available, because the problem with stacking is basically a lender's fear is that you get a loan and then you take a loan on top of that. So here's my idea. I understand people have to take stacks once in a while. I'm not here to play judge or executioner. We do them once in a while. Here's what needs to be done. Refinancing this month is going to be pretty difficult. However, if you can show a clean month of bank statements for, say, November, I think looking at in November and or in early December, while there's no guarantees, there are going to be some options for you. Because if you can show a clean month of bank statements, you can show that you're not stacking.
When you say clean month, what does it mean?
No NSFs, no negative days.
At least okay. Got it.
Yeah. And you have two current loans right now, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, the thing is this. I'm not a greasy person. If you really wanted to me, I could give you a quick 30 grand for working capital, but that's not what you want. I think you want a better program that serves your business.
Yeah, I just need a line of credit, actually. 50K of line of credit would solve most of my problems, actually.
I think what you'll need is, and what you'll qualify for, have to be a good marriage. What you need is called a working capital loan that operates like a line of credit with interest forgiveness. So we have a product which it goes up to like 2 years. And let's say in a month, let's say I give you a 2-year loan. Once you're a year in, if you want more money, you don't carry any of that interest forward. The problem that with these short loans are, these short loans are higher interest rates and they're shorter. So it's kind of like it's a cycle that really doesn't really help anyone in a sense. It only does a short-term solution. It's okay once in a while, but I think the product for you is a term loan / line of credit where you can actually stop kind of running all over. What I would ask you to do though is this. The biggest concern an underwriter has is, like I said, not to go back to it, is all these inquiries. If you had above a 600 credit score, we would probably have less money down. And so the most important thing you need to do is stop having all these inquiries, because if you have a lot of inquiries, I'll just be blunt with you. It's going to be very difficult for me to help you out. It'd be impossible.
I understand.
So let's move on to the other kind of idea with the other equipment. I have two options here, okay? The first option is this. I would think it's... Yeah, so the router, right? So I'm going to see if you can qualify, but here's my thought process. People sometimes come into me and they say it's all or nothing. And my response is, there's a human being who's actually, I don't underwrite your transaction, but there is a human being who underwrites your transaction. I give the customer the choice because it's their business. Here's option one. Option one is I come into the underwriter and I say, you better approve everything. And the underwriter has two choices. They can say yes, or they can say, all right, I'm gonna cancel this approval. The other option is being smarter about it. Fund the bridge saw in a week or two, see what you can qualify for. Understand that you might not be able to, I might not be able to qualify you for additional equipment. We just might have to start with a bridge saw, get some traction. You might have to wait a month. You might have to wait 3 months. There are no guarantees, but it's a smarter idea to take one approval down than try to get everything done at once. Because the approval you have for the bridge saw, it's at a very cheap cost of money, and it's a monthly payment for 4 years. It's not a daily payment for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. How much is the router?
The router is, and I'm sure I could use the same approval regardless for this. I just don't want to go crazy. The router is, hold on, Vincenza sent me in a my message. Okay. It's 52 grand, 52,900.
52,900 router?
Yeah. That's what the quote is. Whatever your negotiations are completely, you know, up to you. But that's just the quote I have.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking me a question, like, are you thinking, like, you might want to do the router instead of the saw?
No. Saw and router needs to go hand in hand. The router does the edges and everything, so router needs to go there, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where if you push this, and it's just me not bullshitting you. If I go in there and I say, hey, look, and there equals underwriting. If I go to the underwriter and say, hey, look, it's all or nothing, you might get zero. And I'm very experienced in our industry, and so it's one of those things where I got to just talk to you like the way I'd want to talk to it. You're going to risk your approval if you need everything at once. You got to choose what's the most important, fund that deal, and then hopefully revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
But to guarantee you anything?
Revisit it when, actually. So
what?
When to revisit it? I mean, like after... So without the router, how will we make edges? We can't make edges. We can't sell it, right? I mean, like, you know?
I don't know those answers. I'm just telling you, like, I'm telling you based on the information I have. The other option is this. If it's an all or nothing scenario, man, we can wait for a few months and, like...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we can wait for a few months and then, like, you know... And then, like, I may get something, and then, like, you know, maybe, like, you know, we can see, like, maybe there's a better machine, there's a better CNC thing, or, like, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll think about this, and then, like, you know, I can do stuff, so.
I mean, is it something where you need, I guess the question I'd ask you is this, and like I said, keep in mind, I'm not selling you this piece of equipment, I'm just trying to understand your point of view. There's two pieces of equipment here, and I'll see what I can do, but there's no guarantees.
One second. Carlos? One second.
Sure, take your time.
Hello?
You there?
Yeah, I just spoke to my fabricator. He says we don't need the router. Maybe the other machine. We just need only the bridge saw.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, let's get the bridge saw done for you. So, do you have a pen handy? I can tell you what I need to get your documents made. I need you to send me a copy of your driver's license. And have you found out where the equipment is going yet or no?
No, not yet. We are still searching a place.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, actually. So, you're still looking for a place. So, I'm going to do a lock-in of the approval. What I'm going to do
Yeah,
and just so you know, I can keep the approval open for 30 to 45 days, so not a big deal. What I'm going to do is this. Yeah, I'm going to send you over a lock-in of the approval. I'm going to explain everything I'm going to send over to you, but if you have any questions on my email, just give me a call. So, what I'm going to send you is called a commitment agreement. It just is a verification of your approval. The form that you're going to be asked to sign, it will say in the actual in the document that you have been approved. It's going to do the structure of the financing, which is the payment down I discussed, and the remaining term. Would you rather do the 4-year term or the 3-year term?
4-year term is better. The longer, the better.
Absolutely. And just, you know, the cool thing is this. This is going to go into your business credit. So as we, you know, I think build a relationship with them, we're going to open you up to longer terms, better rates. I think there's going to be, you're going to be very happy working with us. That's kind of the truth. And by the way, not to kind of beat a dead horse, I do the, do you work with like Regent Stone Products or Braxton Bragg by any chance? Do you buy from any of those guys?
Braxton Bragg. Braxton Bragg, yeah.
We do their financing as well, just so you know.
Okay.
So we're very, I mean, their CEO, as far as went to put a nice letter on his website about working with us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a call. It's called a commitment agreement. We're going to structure this as a finance agreement. So you're going to own the equipment from day one. It's going to go also in your business name. It's not going to go in your personal name. The form I'm going to ask you to sign a date, you're going to fax it back to me. You're also going to send it back to me with a copy or ID. I'm also going to, up front, whenever you're comfortable, I'm going to collect, I'm going to set you our wire information. The amount we're going to collect with this agreement when you're ready to move forward is your first payment and a one-time documentation fee not to exceed $300. That full amount will be listed, so it's in black and white. Let me also walk you through the process. Okay. So you can fax or email that over to me. Once you're ready to actually pull the trigger and get the saw, all you need to do is you need to send me a copy of the lease where the equipment's going, the lease of the space. Make sure you're the only signer on that lease, and I will send you documents. You'll fax them, and then we'll place the order.
Okay, perfect. That'll be perfect. So give us 2 months, so it'll take, what, 2 months for us, I mean, 1 or 2 months to find this stuff, okay?
That'll not a problem. So also, the commitment agreements generally go out to about 45 days. We can always extend them, though. So I'm going to send this to you before the end of business today. But for some reason, if you don't, if you need an extension, just shoot me an email or give me a call.
The extension for what?
The approval. Because the approval window I'm going to send you, it's 45 days. But let's say it takes you a little more than 45 days to order the equipment. Just ask me and I can do an extension.
Yeah. Sure. I'll do that. Okay.
All right, a pleasure speaking with you.
Please, no problem. And please list like what is the first month I have to put down, okay? And that'll be
It's going to be all listed there. It's like a one-page document.
And going forward, how much it is, and then all those stuff.
It should be all there. It's all there in black and white. But if you have any questions, since this is your first time doing this, just give me a call, and I'm more than happy to help.
Yeah. Have it 2 months, and it's perfect. That's perfect. I may have something and everything. That's perfect, okay?
Okay, and I'll let Cal know we spoke, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.